You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic. People in Western Australia have spent their first night in lockdown. A five-day lockdown was put in place in Perth and the Peel and Southwest regions after a hotel security guard was infected with coronavirus. The man went to several places without knowing he was infectious. All residents must stay at home unless they are buying essential items, going to a doctor's appointment, exercising near their home, or going to work. Dr. Omar Khorshid says the lockdown will be longer if the virus has already spread into the community.
We've been saying for months that WA was just one day away from this kind of lockdown. Now, the quarantine is the front line of our border. It is at the core of the strategy preventing COVID getting into Australia, and that means the quarantine arrangements are going to be as tight as they can be.
It is the first case in WA in 10 months. There are new travel restrictions coming from the Western Australian COVID-19 case. People from the locked down area cannot travel to Victoria or Tasmania without an exemption. The border with South Australia is closed. 2 weeks of hotel quarantine is mandatory in Queensland and Northern Territory. Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt cannot travel, but he says he understands why.
What we want is people safe, and the Premier's decision is the right decision because WA has been very fortunate. We're just unfortunate that it's now gone into the community and they're tracing everybody. So I compliment the Premier on what he's decided to do. It's about protecting people.
The Prime Minister will give a speech today about health and economic recovery. Scott Morrison says job seeker payments and extra help should finish at the end of March. Labor says the federal government should not stop help payments to Australians. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government should spend less, but some industries are still struggling.
If you ensure that businesses can continue to employ, then that will be better for the economy than trying to recover once businesses have disappeared.
Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, has been detained by the country's military. Other members of her party were also detained. A spokesman says it happened during an early morning raid. Ms. Suu Kyi was elected as leader in November last year. The army claims the election was not fair and legal. You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic.